Today I'm going to talk about something that's important but a little wonky, so bear with me as I take you through this. I wouldn't put you through this if I didn't think it was so important to your financial future. For some time now, consumer advocates have been urging legislators to do more to protect consumers against biased financial planning advice that is often not in the best interests of their clients. These advisors can rake in higher fees and commissions in a manner that essentially steals from their clients' retirement contributions for the express purpose of filling their own pockets, and needless to say, that's just not good. So after much deliberation with the financial services industry, the Obama administration enacted new rules to try and protect more Americans from being ripped off. Now, these rules are controversial, but I think there is some merit to them, because when you're planning for retirement, your advisor should be focused first on what makes sense for your finances, not theirs. The new rules are designed to prevent consumers from being steered towards IRAs and other retirement investments that disproportionately benefit the advisors recommending or selling them and are against consumers' best financial interest. Now, in justifying this new legislation, the White House estimates that such conflicts of interest cost Americans $17 billion a year in lost retirement savings. The White House also estimated that the rules would save a 45-year-old worker with $100,000 in retirement about $37,000 over the two decades before turning age 65. That's a fair amount of money for anyone to pay. Now, on the downside, though, these rules are fairly complex, and complying with them could drive up the cost of investments and make it a bit more difficult for the average American to get retirement advice. So let's look at both sides of the argument so you can get the full picture. These rules are being phased in now, so they'll be coming to an advisor near you shortly. So here's five things to know about the new rules for retirement advisors. Number one is that your nest egg takes precedent. So for decades, retirement advisors such as brokers and insurance agents have been held to a lower standard when working with customers. This standard only requires them to make sure investments are suitable for their clients. Now, the term suitable is an important one because it describes a somewhat casual responsibility for the advisor to act in the best interest of the customer, and it gives brokers and agents the leeway to recommend investments which oftentimes benefited the agent's bottom line significantly more than the client's, and those higher commissions can take a big bite out of investor returns. Over the years, this has become a much bigger issue as Americans have shifted from pension plans run by their employer to 401ks and other retirement plans that they manage themselves. So the new rules now hold the advisor to a higher standard, a fiduciary standard, as it's called, which requires advisors to always put the client's best interest above their own. Now, you would think that it would be common sense to put a client's interest first, right? But historically, in the investment industry, particularly the brokerage industry, has always been a sales-generating industry, and the fiduciary standard was only in use by trust companies and registered investment advisors. In my own experience, from day one, many years ago, I was trained specifically to sell investments to customers and only be slightly aware of the customer's fundamental goals. Being young and naive, I followed this training until I realized just how unethical the brokerage business was, so I broke away from the industry and started my own registered investment advisory firm, adopting the fiduciary standard way back in 1996. The second thing to know is that the biggest impact will be on IRAs. Now, generally, plans administered by employers, like 401ks, are run by a fiduciary who selects and monitors the investment options. But such is not the case with IRAs, which can be sold by a host of financial advisors. And this makes the conflict of interest greater with IRAs. IRAs are purchased individually so they can have higher costs, while 401k plans are run by companies that pool the investments together in order to negotiate better rates. To mitigate this conflict of interest, the new rules require that advisors who manage IRAs must act as fiduciaries, meaning, again, that the client's interests always come first. Also, financial advisors can still accept commissions. This is interesting. They can accept commissions, but with a caveat. So the government has also stipulated that being a fiduciary means an advisor must provide impartial advice that is in his or his client's best interest and cannot accept any payments, such as commissions, that would create a conflict of interest. Still, there is a way for advisors to continue receiving commissions from retirement products. Here's how. Under the new rules, advisors can sign a contract that promises to charge only reasonable compensation, disclose conflicts of interest, and commit to adopting policies to ensure they are acting in their clients' best interests. But this so-called best interest contract comes with a catch, and this is where I think it protects individuals. Unlike today's rules, the contract allows for class action lawsuits if violated, which many think will tilt the balance more in the client's favor. You know, class action attorneys will be watching this, so it should chasten any errant broker into trying to finagle with the rules. Also, you're going to find that more financial advisors could switch from commission to upfront fees. The new regulatory requirements will likely result in a shift from the world of commissions to hourly rates charged by advisors. Now, fee-only advisors advertise themselves as such and charge a flat upfront fee for their work, so there is complete transparency without any conflict of interest. As a result, financial advisory businesses will switch to a fee-for-service model from a commission model. Now, here's where it gets a little dicey. So, while these rules are good and they do protect the client and they do reduce conflicts of interest, the rules could make it more difficult for some people to get financial advice. A lot of those in the financial industry have cautioned, and I think rightly so, that these new rules could shut out many Americans, shut them out of receiving sound financial advice, especially those with lower incomes. Why? Because upfront fees could be more than $100 per hour, which might make it difficult for the average American to afford. So while fee-only advice has its benefits, the higher cost factor puts it out of reach for many who simply cannot afford those fees. So while there is potential for conflicts of interest, commission-based advisors don't require the customer to pay this upfront fee for service. The money comes out of the investments over time. That's part of the reason opponents of the rules have argued that retirement investing could become more difficult. So while policymakers should do everything they can to help Americans be more prepared for retirement, they also need to make sure there isn't too much red tape that makes investing for retirement more difficult. We'll just have to see how this all plays out. I want to give thanks to Jim Puzangera from the LA Times for listing some of these attributes and of the new rules.